So, good morning. My name is Erica Payton. I'm actually just started at Ball State University in August 15, 2014, and the study that I'm presenting on African American legislators' perceptions of firearm violence prevention legislation was also recently accepted for publication in the Journal of Community Health. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge my co-authors, some of which are in the room today, Dr. Amy Thompson, Dr. James Price, Dr. Shee, and Dr. Dake. Thank you for your guidance and contributions to this study. So we have a problem here in the United States. Regardless of race and ethnicity, firearm violence is a major public health problem, regardless of race and ethnicity. It is either the 8th, 9th, or 10th leading cause of death in the United States. However, when we look at it among African Americans from ages 1 to 44, it is one of the top 5 leading causes of death for African Americans. And for our African American youths, it's even more deadly. It is the leading cause of death for African Americans ages 15 to 34 years of age. So one of the ways that we've tried to address firearm violence in this country is through firearm policies and laws. Currently, we have about 300 state and federal laws here. However, there's been inconsistencies, and there's few studies that really examine the effectiveness of the policies that we currently have. Even more so, when we look at the literature, the evaluations of these policies and laws, none of them really look at how they impact racial and ethnic disparities as it relates to firearm mobility and mortality. We do have some evidence that African Americans, particularly African American leaders, are aware of these disparities. For example, the NAACP recently had a call to action back in 2013 asking those lawmakers to come up with some strategies to address firearm violence. But overall, there's still very little research in this area. African American legislators have considerable political influence. They're representatives of their constituents, and they could be major advocates for firearm violence prevention legislation. So the main purpose of this study was to collect baseline data regarding African American legislators' perceptions regarding firearm violence and among African Americans. This study looked at the population of African American state legislators, 612. We surveyed the entire target population. A post hoc analysis was conducted using RayoSoft, and it suggested that a sample size of 113, based on a 5% margin of error, a 95% confidence level, a population of 612, and a 90-10 response distribution would be adequate. We looked at several constructs from the health belief model and also the theory of planned behavior. So for the theory of planned behavior, we looked specifically at behavioral intentions. So what's their likelihood for voting on certain potential legislative policies or bills? We also looked at their perceptions regarding the causes of firearm violence in the African American community and their perceptions regarding effective firearm violence prevention legislation. And this survey contained 108 items, and it was a four-pager paper survey. So to establish face validity, we did a comprehensive review of the literature to help develop our questionnaire items. For content validity, we had an expert panel of 6 to review our questionnaire as well from individuals within the field. We also established stability reliability through test retest of a convenient sample of 10 African American legislators. And we also conducted Cronbach Alpha, calculated on the final data to establish internal consistency reliability. We utilized some of the best practices found in survey research to increase our response rate. We had implemented a 3-way mailing process where we developed and sent out personalized cover letters that were signed, a survey, postage paid, and self-addressed return envelope. And we did this every 2 weeks. We also, to elicit even more participation in this study, conducted additional waves where we actually called up African American state legislators or spoke with their aides and asked them very, very nicely to please consider filling out the survey. We also sent out email reminders, even attaching the survey for them to complete as well. There was a previous study that was completed back in 1992. It looked at violence, so not specifically firearm violence, but it surveyed African-American leaders in public health, also some state legislators as well as mayors, to ask them questions regarding their perceptions of violence in the African-American community. Their response rate was 29%. So we went in kind of trying to have an idea of what would our response rate look like. We actually had a response rate of about 28%, so that was right along kind of what we were anticipating for this study. So for some of the results, our demographic and background characteristics. The majority of African-American legislators were males. They did not own a firearm. They represented states within the southern region. The largest proportion of the constituents were also African-Americans, and the vast majority, 97%, were not members of the National Rifle Association or the NRA. When we created this survey, we asked them, they had 21 potential causes of firearm violence that they could select from as either a major cause, a minor cause, or not a cause at all. 13 of the 24 potential causes were perceived to be major causes of firearm violence among African Americans by 50% or more of African American legislators. So, for example, the top three would be looking at exposure to violence in the community, easy access to firearms in the illegal drug market, as being some of the leading causes of firearm violence among African Americans. We also asked a question about how serious is firearm violence in the African American, or how do you perceive firearm violence to be among African Americans? 88% of African American legislators perceive firearm violence to be very serious among African Americans. 9% said that it was somewhat serious. 1% perceived it not to be very serious. And none of the African American legislators thought that this is just not a problem at all. Why are you even sending me this survey? Additionally, African-American legislators were asked to rate the level of effectiveness of 24 potential legislative bills in reducing firearm violence among African-Americans. They were also asked to indicate if they would vote on these bills for this topic if it were a clean bill. Now, of the 24 potential legislative bills, 21 were perceived by at least 50% or more as potential effective measures in reducing firearm violence among African Americans. And so, for example, some of the leading perceived effective bills included requiring background checks, allowing ATF to temporarily take away gun dealer license for record-keeping violations, and persecuting those for straw purchases. When we look at, and so this is the continuation of those items that they could select from, 19 of the 24 potential legislative bills were identified by 50% or more of African-American legislators as bills that they would vote for. Legislators were most likely to vote for universal background checks for all gun sales. 74% said that they would vote for that. And increased governmental funding for mental health services. Also, 74% said that they would vote for a bill like that. We asked them a question about if you could choose the most effective strategy, what issues should we focus on to address firearm violence among African Americans? They could select from three different types of issues: individual issues, so having behavioral issues, societal issues, addressing crime and poverty, and legislative issues, limiting access, banning certain individuals from having firearms, for example. 72% of African-American legislators perceived addressing societal issues as the most effective strategy, followed by 18% of African-American legislators that perceived addressing individual issues as the most effective strategy. Interestingly, 10% of African-American legislators perceived addressing legislative issues as the most effective strategy. We asked a series of questions, 10 on perceived benefits and 10 of perceived barriers to supporting firearm violence legislation. Some of the top three perceived benefits to supporting firearm violence prevention legislation perceived by African American legislators include things like reducing the level of violence. African Americans would feel safer in their communities and reducing premature mortality in African American community. Some of the three leading barriers to supporting firearm violence prevention legislation perceived by African American legislators would be not having support from fellow legislators, so it really being a waste of time, being uncertain about which firearm policies and legislation would be effective in reducing this issue, and being targeted for defeat, possibly by the NRA. We also looked at, by conducting multiple logistic regression analyses on each of the 24 potential firearm violence legislative bills, we wanted to examine the number of perceived benefits and the number of perceived barriers as predictors of African-American legislators' perceptions of the effectiveness of firearm violence prevention legislation. What we found was that after adjusting for the number of perceived barriers, the number of perceived benefits was a significant predictor of African-American legislators' perceived effectiveness of 8 of the 24 potential firearm violence prevention legislative bills. So this is what that table illustrates, the odds ratios being from 1.68 to 2.5. However, after adjusting for the number of perceived benefits, the number of perceived barriers, we didn't find that to be a statistically significant predictor of African American legislators' perceived effectiveness of firearm violence prevention legislation. So just some key points for discussion. Addressing societal issues was perceived most often by African American legislators as the most effective measure to reducing firearm violence among African Americans. We think possibly that when we think about legislation and firearm violence prevention legislation, maybe African American legislators are only thinking that this is something that addresses individual level issues and could have a limited impact therefore on societal issues. However, it's really important for advocates and constituents as well when speaking with African-American legislators to increase their knowledge and awareness that legislation can include and address multiple factors at multiple levels, at both the individual level, societal level as well, so addressing both the proximal and distal levels. We can all have this. We need to have more of a comprehensive view of what is really firearm violence prevention legislation or what could be included in firearm violence prevention legislation. A leading barrier for African-American legislators identified in this study was also the uncertainty of, well, what's really effective? What's going to make a change? From our multiple logistic regression analyses, though, of perceived benefits and barriers, we found that if African-Americans had perceived more potential benefits, they also were more likely to perceive that that law would be effective. So really going in when we're talking to African-American legislators, we need to continue to emphasize all of the benefits there are with firearm violence prevention legislation. Two real big barriers, though, to addressing firearm violence prevention legislation or supporting it for African-American legislators was feeling the lack of support. So not really feeling the love from their fellow legislators to do more in this area. And also, fear of the NRA and possible defeat were two additional perceived barriers. But African American legislators who partner with other organizations that are like-minded, that are advocates for gun control and preventing these untimely deaths, they can build up the social capital and also even economic capital to address these issues and to do more in this area. That could just be one strategy to addressing some of the political and fiscal barriers to firearm violence prevention legislation. So in conclusion, the vast majority of African American legislators perceive that firearm violence in the African American community is a serious public health issue, but there are some barriers that may prevent them from doing more. One of the main ones was also the uncertainty, not knowing what effectiveness of current firearm violence prevention legislation has on reducing this issue. So a specific recommendation would be to do more in this area. Health disparities researchers. This is an excellent area to go into firearm violence prevention legislation. Evaluating current policies, looking at the effectiveness of current interventions. All of these things can also increase African American legislators and legislators in general and their efficacy in supporting such legislation. few limitations that I need to discuss. Non-response bias, that could be, we sent out the survey for those who did not participate, that could be a threat to external validity. Also, self-reported, there is a possibility for social desirability bias. It was a closed formatted questionnaire. There were some other categories where they could write options, but in general it was a closed format, so maybe we didn't include all of the possible responses, so that could be a potential threat to internal validity. And we only asked about firearm violence prevention legislation, so that monothematic nature could also be a possible threat to internal validity. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kelly.